In brief.
The dust of the pure devotee's feet is also auspicious, and we see that the devotees always take the dust from your feet. We heard, though, that you said because the ladies did not do that with Prabhupada, that we should not do that with you. But is that true? Because sometimes we see that our ladies are also taking the dust from your feet. So what is the proper thing?
What is proper thing?
Well, not proper, but what...
Every Shastra has said so. Srimad Bhagavata has also said. But it should be applied to qualified Guru and Vaishnava, not unqualified. We are not qualified. Your Guru was qualified. Our Gurudev was qualified. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati was... No, no. I am not qualified. If anyone take my dust, he will go to hell.
We like that hell.
Huh?
Yeah.
Huh? If you will take my name, he will be in hell. Kaptala is it? Kajan?
Kaptala
is it? Yes, sir. आ गया बा
Also during kirtan in the temple or whenever we have kirtan we should also remember these verses and pray like that too during the kirtan.
Have you heard Dibhavari says?
We sing it every morning.
Dibhavari in morning?
For Mangalarti.
Your Prabhupada used to, but very fond of this song. When I used to song, and he always wants to hear my this song.
Used to sing for him?
Huh? When he met me, he always requested me that you should sing something. And he used to
play my dhamma.
And you played kartal?
Kartal.
Would you mind singing that now for a few minutes?
But my Gurudev has gone. He has also gone to upper Golok Vaikunth. They have taken my gala. Sound side everything with them. My sound is not so sweet now.
It has to be sweet because it's coming from a pure heart. We like
it. Iskon member sat. Taken my... What
a cassette tape.
Yes,
they have tapes.
So many songs. When I sang it, when he was going to upper
heaven.
At that time. Called me from Mathura. He used to call me David. And I used to go. Bhavanand Tamal Krishna, Jatataka Swami, Charu Maharaj. They used to come with cars and take me to there. Pyaji, kaise aa gaya?
In their discussion with Tamal Krishna Maharaj and Dadadhar Maharaj about the Jiva Dharma, when you were discussing the end chapters, all the technical terms like Anubhava and Satrika, I know Dadadhar Swami, I think, asked you this question, but if we're trying to get in the mood of Raganuga prayer, as you said, what is the purpose of knowing all these technical terms?
No need. If you have that kind of love to Krishna and Radhika, no need of knowing all this.
But how does it help us to get to that? By not...
Huh? But if you want to have that thing, then you have to know all the technical terms.
Why?
Because we'll have to attend this.
So you have to know what you're going after. You have to know the term that you're going after.
This is called. What is the significance of gopis? What is there? If I will tell that in gopis there is Mahabhava, what you will? I will say that Radhika was in a mood of kilkinchit bhav. This is technical word. But you will realize, you know, kilkinchit bhav, you know. Huh? You are preparing.
I'm not up to that point yet.
When anywhere श्रीमती राधिका बस आप फिर करके उनसे बातचीत कर करके आप लोग हमको बतलाइए ये कहाँ तक में हो सकता है, तब फिर मैं विचार करके आपको
बतलाई। दो अस्सी का लग चुकी है।
दो अस्सी लग चुके हैं आपका खरीदार है 280 और आप चाहते हैं कितना?
3
चाहते हैं। अच्छा तो मैं हमारे महाराज जी भी हैं और लोगों से बातचीत कर सकती
हमारा ये है कि हमें अभी
का दिल्ली मतलब। हाँ तो एक ही दिन में कर दीजिए, मैं आपको थोड़ी देर के बाद में या शाम तक आपको बता दूँ। मैं अभी आज और कल हूँ, कल भी हूँ मैं आपको इस
मिले।
When I come, all disturb. They don't want to hear any Hari Katha. Worldly things.
How could they come in to see you for worldly things?
Huh?
How could they come to see you for worldly things?
Why they know? How they know? I don't know. They come all as these. They want something worldly things. Worldly advice, worldly things.
Worldly blessings.
I want some lonely time that I may chant Hari name. I may remember some past time and may test all these past times of Krishna. But I am so unfortunate, I have no time at all. And something, if I collect here, so many beasts comes and takes all. There are so many this and again one thief can also. One thief joins your company. One company of Kamal Krishna.
Babaji discusses the the soul's origin. But there's been so much discussion, and you also, in talking with Kamal Krishna Maharaj, said that you agreed with Sadhu Swami in his Tattva Shakti book that we don't come from Krishna Loka pastimes, but you didn't agree with some of the things that Sadhu Swami said. So what is the actual...
I could not understand.
You were discussing with Tamal Krishna Maharaj about Sadhu Swami's book.
Sadhu?
Sadhu Swami.
Tattva.
Tattva Shakti.
Tattva? Tattva Shakti.
That book. You said that you agreed with him that the soul was not in Krishna Leela before we came to this material world, but you did not agree with some of the things that he said. So where... What were we doing before we came to this world, before we chose Maya?
We were in the heart of Karnak Desai Vishnu.
Is that where we were created originally?
There is always you. You has not been created.
No. It's eternal. We're eternal, but...
Eternal.
So we were eternally in the heart of Karnak Desai Vishnu?
We
that not in the heart, but as we are, we were like. It has told to understand the argument. No? Because we are conditional souls. We are not in a capacity to understand the real things. We are describing the past tense of Krishna. But actually we have no taste. No what?
Feeling?
Realization?
I have no word in English. Idea.
Conception.
Of that thing. No? I am telling Krishna is very beautiful. But we have no idea that how Krishna is. If one once at once in a glance see Krishna, he will be in another position. He cannot stay. He cannot talk anywhere. Feeling will be so heavily come. Yes. How Srimati Radhika is. We know that she is beautiful. How beautiful? Oh, you are all beautiful, but she is more beautiful than you. We can do this idea.
Relative.
Eh?
Relative.
Relative.
Comparison.
In comparison. For Krishna, we will see any very good, very beautiful boy. And he is black, but yet he is so beautiful. But Krishna is not like that. But we can imagine only, we will take idea, relative things. Understand? I cannot express so like that. But you should understand. We will see that, oh, she is very beautiful, but Radhika is more beautiful than. But there is no comparison. Quite different thing. We will see that a mayur was dancing.
Peacock
was dancing. Krishna was playing on floor and he was dancing. His
tail feathers were all
tails.
Like a fan.
Like a fan, eh? So beautiful when he was taking his face. A flute sound, very beautiful. Sare gama padha nisa. No? You know this part? So beautifully. Sare gama padha nisa, sani dha pa ma ga re sa. No? So he is taking his force, when dancing, so beautifully and nicely. We can imagine, but we cannot
Let us see that what can I do. I want to chant, I want to do my sadhana bhajan so that I may have some realization about this. And writing books takes so much time. But you are experienced, you can do in a very little time.
But I am writing on the bottom level. It takes more time to write on the high level.
Vairagya is not bhakti. But it was in Raghunath and Raghunath Das was bhakti. So his vairagya is sangha siddha. So many virtues. If anyone dinat api sumi, tarur api sahi sumi, Amani and Malavi. Four things. You know? Vinadapishuni, it means
to be gentle and in a humble state of mind.
Thinking himself
lower than the grass.
More
tolerant, humble.
Huh?
More tolerant than the tree,
grass.
More.
Yeah.
And more
tolerant than the tree.
Tolerance than tree. And he gives respect to others according to their merits. And he does not like to be praised. But these are not bhakti. But if he has all these merits, then these merits are counted as sannyasiddha bhakti. No?
These are qualities of a devotee.
If a that person is not bhakti, he is mayavadi, he can have so much tolerance. He can give praise. As you are Brahma, I am also Brahma. He may be more in than
humble
than grass. But yet, no bhakti, then they will not be called as sanghasiddha bhakti. When these qualities are in bhakta, then these qualities are sanghasiddha. As if a garland is given to me, I refuse, don't. But if it is given to Jagannath, Radha Govinda, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, or Gurudev, or any two of them, and then anyone tells that this garland has been given to Gopinath, then I take that and pay respect. But if it is not given to duties, I don't like. If a boy goes to school, very orphan boy, no? Very little, he goes to school and he had not taught any letter or anything, but yet her father, my parents have given a very little book, first book, or any slate, you know?
Yes, for writing on.
And he is so pleased that I'm going to school, I'm coming to school. But yet he is not practically his chhatra. He is only going and coming. That's a...
No, kuchhe nahi.
That's why.
Kya nahi
aasi? Sokal kani hai. Dekha tha jaise wo uta byavastha kara hui chhe. Oi, gaadi, singhaniya ke.
Kujhade na, haan
ji. But yet his chhatra. He is...
Student.
A student, because after some time he will read and write. A man is doing some yajna means
sacrifice
to do swaha in fire is yajna for Vishnu. Before that, to arambha karna. Kamalapati bole chhe. Sanghaniya prepare to bring eat means
wood, bricks,
bricks to bring ghee, to make sthandil.
Yagya Bhumi.
And to bring mango lips and to prepare. This is not yagya. This is yagya. To give ghee in fire is yagya, and to tell that Om Vishnave Swaha Krishnaya Swaha. This is. But yet to bring bricks and all other things are part of yagya. So some siddha is like this.
Then what is the difference between a rope siddha and sangha siddha for a bhakta?
Arup siddha means kanishtha bhakta. He knows that I am serving my father, this is bhakti. I am serving my husband, this is bhakti. To serve Lakhi Narayan, Ganesh or Krishna is bhakti. Actually it is not bhakti. Because they serve Krishna or Lakhi Narayan or Ganesh or Shankar. That by doing so, they will be so happy and they will be in mood to give me what I want.
So it is very fruitive.
So this is not bhakti.
For something for themselves. Like karma yoga?
Karma yoga, like karma yoga. Karma mishra bhakti. This is that. So this is arop siddha.
What is the difference between?
Only sarup siddha bhakti is bhakti. Shravanam, kirtanam, vishnu, smaranam, pada, sevanam, all these things. But when living this, I am doing another thing, third class things. Even to read Bhagavad, to do kirtan, nagar sankirtan. Nagar sankirtan is doing for drive ropes.
For?
To
drive away sickness.
Drive away sickness and all this. This is not sankirtan.
That means when
this
somebody
is
that means when somebody is consciously saying, I am doing this kirtan because then some health will come.
Because by this Krishna will be pleased and he will driven out, he will drive out all these bad things.
But what about the position of somebody, say like ourselves, who is engaged in the activities by Guru of bhakti, but the mind is not pure? The mind is not...
No harm. But he is doing Sraman Kirtan Smaran Bandha. But mind is not fixed.
And not proper.
This is anartha, but he is doing sarupsiddha bhakti.
I see. So a rope siddha means when you definitely want something other than Krishna's pleasure as a result from your activities. And you're thinking this is bhakti, but it is not bhakti at all.
This is arupsiddha.
I see.
You are making garden. No?
Mm-hmm.
So make garden is not sarupsiddha. You will give some fruit to Thakurji. But you will always be engaged in that thing and your bhakti will be gone out.
But if somebody has Thakurji and has very much devotion for him and then he makes a garden for the cooking for Thakurji, his mood can be different?
Why don't like to follow Rupa and Sanatana? Have they done? They will create some samasya, create some trouble.
Something else extreme. But most people must be like that. They
because they are
mixed.
Not Shuddha Bhakta.
Yeah.
So they do all these things.
But even with us, we do Shravanam, Kirtanam, those things, but other things are also there. for maintaining our body, for
why
family responsibility.
Krishna cannot maintain it.
Mm. But in our consciousness, we are not thinking that he is maintaining.
Because your bhakti is in so
low stage. But it is still, that is a rope siddha, or that is
sometimes
a mix?
It's
mixing this way, that way. What is the difference between a kanista uttam and a madhyam kanista? What is the difference that makes somebody from kanista to madhyam?
But I could not. My mind is so.
From the kanista platform, if somebody is going higher and higher as kanista,
then you will come in madhya.
What is the difference between kanista and madhya? What is the difference of quality of their bhakti?
They don't follow bhakti, kanista. They try to please, they try to do archan for Krishna. They don't give trace on Naam Sankirtan. Like the pujaris of Jaipur, Govinda Dev. They don't, at first they were Gaudiya Vaishnava, then they went in Grihastha, and they now being Grihastha, for maintenance their family and themselves, they serve like servant and take paisa from mandir, and then they...
So their bhakti drops?
Bhakti drops.
So the degree that one is doing activities
these
for himself.
These are all on earth. No belief in bhakti.
Yeah.
Why they came down?
Why?
I'm telling you. We want to leave all these things. And we have left something. And want to leave out everything for Krishna. And they are slowly going down. This is not good. We should not be engaged more and more in worldly things. We should come out. We should have a firm belief that Krishna will support us. Anyhow he will do. For this we cannot, if a man tells that I will give you 100 rupees, if you will sing kirtan for 1 hour in my home. I went there and did kirtan for 1 hour and he gave 100. I came and gave it to my wife and to for support of my family. This is against bhakti. Why you married? Being in temple, being serving with Vaishnavas, at first being brahmachari, why you came down? All are trying to leave and to go up in bhakti, but why you are doing so? So is bhakti, there is no bhakti.
But our condition is not like that, because we are coming up even to get married.
You are coming up. So you should try and believe in Krishna. So don't follow all these things.
Could you give...
Otherwise it will be?
It drops.
Drop, that kind, two kinds of bhakti. Sangha-siddha or Arup-siddha.
Could you give some other example besides Raghunath Das of Sangha-siddha? Because he was pure devotee, someone who's not pure devotee.
Can you give another example of Sangha-siddha person? Person doing Sangha-siddha? Because Raghunath Das Goswami, his platform is not that.
Lacks and lacks
performers.
Sarvasiddha Bhakti is seen so free. It is not general. But all our generals, it is seen everywhere. Panda of Jagannath. All Arup Siddha Bhakti. Sometimes Sangha Siddha. Not Sarup Siddha, not chanting, not having so faith in
So in that case, Sangha Siddha means that they have some special good qualities along with their bhakti.
Qualities are
a bit outstanding.
More. But these are not Swarup Siddha Bhakti.
Yes.
And he is following. But by...
He can be pious and doing so many devotional activities, but he doesn't have that desire deeply to please Krishna. He's doing by culture, by hearing from his... that is the right thing to do, he's doing, but not like that? Is that... So one can be doing...
This... You are not coming in this group. Sangha Siddha are... Arup Siddha. You are standing in Swarup Siddha Bhakti.
At the bottom.
But we have an earth.
Yes, I see.
No? We'll have to give out all unearths.
Yes.
We are chanting, we are hearing, we are worshipping. Not for us.
Yeah.
No?
We're trying not to for us.
Not for us.
Yeah.
But for body sometimes comes.
Yeah.
But it will go out by hearing and chanting and by doing service of Krishna. These are unearth. I am doing kirtan and then I am hearing the pastimes of Krishna. But hearing pastimes of Krishna, I sleep. This is unearth. This is not so much aparad and all these things.
Mm-hmm.
No? I'm not Arup Siddha. This is fruit.
It will slowly, slowly.
Take time. And that
will never fruit.
No fruit.
Because they don't want that fruit. So
we want,
never
but there are something. Wrong in us.
Mm.
But we always follow Swarup Siddha.
I see.
No? So don't be fear with that.
In Ramananda Roy's Sambhar, he's talking when you come to Dasya Ras about mamata. What is this mamata?
Mamata means mind. Krishna is mind. This mood should come. Shantaras does not have this quality in them.
Mm.
Because Krishna has no hunger, no bhupyas.
Needs, requirements?
Requirement of anything.
Mm.
Anything he has.
So it's just...
He is Atmara.
Mm.
So he has nothing to be served.
He has no need of anything from me.
So, they are nirvisheshvadi. But when Dasya comes, then he thinks that Krishna is mine. I should serve so many ways. And some part comes Narbhav. Mood of Narbhav.
Narbhav
is
like a human, he is like
human being.
Nara-lila. Feeling like he is like me, a person.
This mamta goes up and mood of service goes high. As Yashoda thinks that Krishna is my son. And so he always gives her breast to the mouth of Krishna. And he always keeps a very direct eyes to Krishna that any harmful things can
protecting
happen.
Him.
Sometimes he going out of her home and he at once she runs and sees where he has gone. Any danger can come. But danger cannot come, but yet he sees things. But Dasya cannot do like Vatsalya.
There is no intimacy in Dasya.
So much
like
intimacy,
this.
Mamata in. In Sakya Sam Mamata.
Yeah.
But the Dasya of Ramchandra, Hanuman, all these things, the Ram is mine. But not like Kausalya.
Yes.
No? not like
more intimate.
Lakshman.
Yes.
Not like Janaki.
Yeah.
Janaki thinks that Ram is only mine, not others. He is my husband. And Yashoda, Kausalya thinks that Ram is my son. But he also thinks that Bharati is also my son. Lakshmani is my son. Shatrughna is my son. And all wives of Ayodhya are my son. But Sita only knows that Krishna is my husband, not husband of any lady in whole world. So his mamata is more than anyone. Understand?
Yes, I understand.
So this is called mamata. Srimati Radhika knows that Krishna is mine. I am not my Krishna.
I am not Krishna's. Krishna is mine.
Krishna is mine. Yes. This is more than that mamata.
Yeah.
What I will do, Krishna will have to obey. If Krishna goes from Radhika to anywhere else, he does not like it. He becomes so furious. This is called mamata. This mamata takes a sadhak so high. Mamata so high. Krishna is mine. He is not others.
How does one increase that quality?
By living and by hearing with such bhakti.
Who has that?
Not by reading books. It can help something. But by hearing, you have read everywhere all these things. But not what I am saying.
But I see that everyone cannot live with that quality of bhakti. And everyone cannot, there is one person, how many people can hear? That person is speaking in Bengali, he is speaking in Hindi. One cannot hear from that bhakta, one
but
cannot live with that bhakta.
He should know that he is my, Narayan Maharaj is my.
Is that mamata? You're my guru. She's thinking you belong to her. Other devotees think you're ours. Is this mamata?
This is
mamata. But that mamata, if I think you are mine, should not push her away, isn't it? If I'm thinking that you are mine and you go away, he's not yours, he is mine, I push her back, is that part of mamata?
Then it will...
But only he's mine and not yours, not yours, not yours. Is that mamata also?
It will be, but in high. Then he will think that my should be given to all. So humble and devil.
In
like Yashoda gives Krishna from his lap to another lap.
He's mine, but I am sharing with you.
She even gave him to Putana. Yes.
She thought that Putana is like me. But when she saw, then she became wonderful. And she fell on the earth.
She even tied him up. Because he's mine, I have to teach him so many things.
But Radharani, she doesn't give Krishna to the others. She wants him for herself.
Does.
No, she gives.
She gives more.
If he goes to Chandravali, she's not happy.
But
she wants him for herself.
We, in this stage, we cannot understand. So. It has been given in such that hide it,
until the heart is more pure, more unselfish.
Radhika becomes herself Chandra.
Mm.
Radhika is no one other.
Yeah. And I have read that when Krishna is away, both Chandravali and Radhika are lamenting together.
Sihar Tilak. And you see in that glass and compare. Take that glass. Or their glass.
I see.
Huh? You see her and yours. How beautiful is yours? Try to make it. Everything so that Krishna will see and at once attracts. Today
have taken your medicine?
Yes.
They have told you to
no.
turn to Prabhu.
Aapi kutha thaken?
Ami sarsap dori uthi.
Sab kushal achi.
My mind has been.
Vrindavan was not a place for living. It prepared so much jungle and sun and that lights were there. No management for taking prasadam anything.
But any inner reason is why it was, there is external reasons, but was there any significance to Apurva that in relationship to Krishna's pastimes?
Apurva?
Because it is on the border of Vrindavan and Apurva?
At that time there were activities. So he used to live there. And there was no person living in Vrindavan at night there. So he could not live. Because he was playing the part of Mandi Manushya, Narmita. That is all. No interior.
No interior.
It may be something. We can discover so many things.
Mm.
So I can also discover.
I'm sure you can. And also you said last time that in by bhav, Jagannath Puri is higher than Navadvip.
And
you said by the dham, Navadvip, of the three dhams, something like, I think you said that Navadvip, then Puri, then South India, in order of, for the dham. But by the bhav, Jagannath Puri is first, then South India, then Navadvip. Is that correct?
No.
Because the highest...
I told that here only lamentation, separation mode always. I told today that we are associates of Radhika, Palya Dasa. We want that Srimati Radhika should always be cheerful.
Yes.
When he will be cheerful? When?
When meeting.
But she's
separation.
With Krishna.
When Krishna meets such Radhika, and Radhika has kept any in a kumbhya, and Krishna is where Radha, Sulalita, Vishakha, and all. And they are so much pleased that, oh, today is he such. So all are in good mood. And Radhika is so glad. That, oh, we, so we want that Krishna should search Radhika and Krishna should go and be like this. Then we should always be so much pleased. Here, Radhika is always telling, oh Krishna. We select the best place where Krishna can search and do like Radhika. Then Radhika is so much pleased. Radhika and search, then Radhika falls so much. So much in
Proud. Satisfied.
So, here it will be in Radha Kundar. Yet no Rasa.
But in relationship to Mahaprabhu's tasting, I think he was
tasting
speaking, not
separation,
not today, another
not
time.
Meeting.
But you said one time that this was the most important part of everything he showed.
It is so much important. Because for us, separation mood is more helpful than meeting.
Because we said it.
But we want that Srimati Radhika should be always pleased. We are always speaking and meeting.
Even though there's so many difficulties, so many people harassing,